Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to Back Brief. I'm Rod Rodriguez, Back Brief Nation. What a weird couple of days, right? I was just talking with Phil Briggs on CBS Eye on Veterans, and we were talking about the Chinese balloon that was shot down over there in the Atlantic, and it had crossed across the United States and all the hoopla that went with it. Now, listen, if you're interested in hearing my opinion, of course, you can always check out the last Back Brief or go check out CBS Eye on Veterans with Phil Briggs. But I'll give you the Cliff's Notes here. I'm not that worried. It was Chinese. It was a balloon. If this is the very best in Chinese ISR, that's intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, then I'm feeling pretty confident that we have the upper hand. And one of the things that I talked about was all this, the hoopla was around the administration and people finger pointing and all this other stuff about who's supposed to do what and when. And the idea that was being sold to the American people is that your government doesn't know what it's doing, which is absolutely nonsense. There are very good people in uniform right now that know exactly what they're doing. The problem is it's classified. They're not going to tell you what they can and cannot do. That's ridiculous. And when people think classified, they usually think spooky, black ops, you know, or, you know, the best technology, stealth, and all this. That's true. Those are all things that are classified. But the most precious of our classified is always going to be our capabilities. What can we do? What abilities can we project out into the world? Now, those are the holy grail, the crown jewels of our classified information. And it's like that for every country. Every country values their capabilities more than anything else. They keep those secret. So if you're a Chinese balloon and you're the Chinese and you have this really cool balloon that you've used for a long time, you can set it over the ocean, it comes flying in the US, and you've done this before. And the Americans have never said anything. They've never shot you down. You may be thinking you have a capability. We have the capability to float balloons over the US. And they don't even know we're doing it. But here's the rub, folks. If we did know those balloons had been coming into the US, and we had been tracking them, and we knew exactly what they were and what they were transmitting and where they were transmitting it to, we won't say that. We won't stop it. Why would we? We have our competition, our near peer, thinking they're getting away with something. So let them have it. Let them keep getting away with it. This way, they don't try to improve on what they're doing. The minute you tell your adversary, I know what you're doing, they're going to change up their tactics. They're going to try and get better at it. We don't want our enemy to get better at it. We want our enemy nice and comfortable, thinking we're dumb as a rock and that we won't know what's going on. Because then we'll always know what's going on. Capabilities are important. But what they did was, your enemies, your real enemies, are sitting to your left and to your right of you here in the United States. They are the people that are trying to scare you. They are the people trying to blame other Americans that are telling you America is weak. I've never heard so much crap about how America is weak from our enemy as much as I hear it from our own American citizens. These people who profess to love the military, I love the military. Every time I see them, I give them a handshake and I'm like, thank you for your service. How about some benefit of a doubt that maybe our uniformed service members might know what the hell they're doing? Don't thank me for my service. Give me a wink and a nudge. I know what you're up to. I know you got our back. How about that? But instead, the narrative is all these military folks, they don't know what the hell they're doing. 20 years of freaking warfare and we don't know what we're doing? 20 years. This institution of United States Department of Defense has been engaged in warfare against a wily, smart, and deadly enemy. 20 years and we don't know what we're doing? Really? All of these armchair generals, what have they done for 20 years? And let me tell you, some of these guys that are being critical, that's fine. Critical is fine. Be critical. Be suspicious of your government. You should always be critical and suspicious of your government. Do I love the Biden administration? I don't love any administration. Anybody that wants that job probably has some screws loose to begin with. I don't love any president. I don't love them on a personal level. I respect them as professionals. I respect that they're the commanders in chief. Do I agree with all the things the Biden administration does? Absolutely not. Did I agree with everything the Trump administration did? Absolutely not. And the ones before him and before him and before him. You shouldn't either. But to push this narrative that our country is so stupid is just an absolute affront to the men and women serving in the military. It just is. No one's going to convince me we didn't know about these balloons. Of course we did. We knew. And the funny thing is, now that we know and we shot, so what happened was this balloon got public. We shot it down. Cat's out of the bag. The Chinese know that we know that they know that we know that we know that they know that, and now that's the game that's being played, right? But since then, we've shot down three more unidentified objects. Now, this is where the story gets interesting. There are two things at play here. One of two things is going to be true. Maybe three, but let's focus on these two. Most likely, these are Chinese, or maybe another country, but most likely they are Chinese aircraft, balloons of something of that sort. And we're shooting them out of the sky because we might as well. The cat's out of the bag. The world knows, then the Chinese know that we know what they look like. We know how to find them. Okay, well, they've outlived their usefulness to us. We might have been feeding them bad information. We might have been tracking and all this. Chances are the Chinese, if these things were transmitting information, the Chinese probably shut those things down because they don't want us to intercept what they're transmitting. So they just got dead balloons in the air. Do they have a payload? That's what the news is saying. That these things were captured, that these things had potential payloads. What does that mean? Does that mean that the balloon was the object and the collection device on the bottom is the payload? Possibly. So it's very likely that we shot down more surveillance drones, more surveillance balloons, or anything like that, or something like that, I should say. And the Chinese shot something down over their waters too. Now, the Chinese are saying that we have been floating balloons into their territory. Maybe we have. I guarantee you our balloons are badass, more badass. Just sipping on some coffee. We're not sponsored by anybody or anything. If you want to sponsor us, go reach Connecting Vets and I'll drink your coffee. I'll tell the world how good it is or how bad it is. I don't lie. I'll tell the world like this is not the best coffee. Maybe that's why we don't have sponsors. But listen, folks. The other part to this. Okay, so maybe there are just we're just engaging in drone shooting downy time. This is the most aerial combat we've ever had in peacetime. In fact, I believe that balloon was the first air-to-air F-22 kill. Boom. We're living in Top Gun, folks. Where's Maverick when you need him? But there's another side to this, right? And I know you're all thinking it, too. I know you're thinking it. UFOs. Aliens. Now, in my other show, Military Matters, we've talked about aliens. We've talked about UAPs. We've talked about this stuff. I've sat down. I've talked with Lou Elizondo. In fact, as this whole thing was going on, I'm texting Lou, like, Lou, what do you think is going on? In a typical Lou fashion, he's very non-committal to saying anything concrete. And I don't blame him. The man's words have been taken and broken apart and strewn and just straight up lied about. I've sat down and talked with Christopher Mellon. I've talked with the guys who made those Navy Tic Tac videos public. I've talked to them. And here's my concern, and I will share with you my concern when it comes to UFOs and UAPs. I believe the government has way more information on this stuff. I expect them to have more information on this. They're the government, for Christ's sakes. If your government doesn't know about UFOs, but some yokel and, you know, some state is like, oh, I've got pictures of him. Pictures of them in UFOs. Okay, then if you've got more pictures of UFOs than the government, we got a problem. We got a bigger problem. Okay, then hire that guy to be the next asset. We'll just hang him from a balloon and let him drift into some other country. The point here is that I believe X-Files, Dave Duchovny style. Boom. I believe. But what I believe is that our government has information, more information than they're willing to divulge. My fear is that we don't know what these things are, or we're not ready to commit to an answer. Now, it's very likely that the minute you hear this, you're going to go on the news, and the news is going to tell you that, oh, turns out they are Chinese weather balloons or Chinese spy balloons of different sorts and different categories, and that these are not aliens. But I want you to consider for a moment that right now, as of this recording, that information is not out there. That right now, as I record this, you and myself and millions of Americans and billions of human beings around the planet may be living in a world where extraterrestrials or interdimensional but non-terrestrial craft are being shot at and down by the United States government. We are Schrodinger's cat in the box. We are living in both a world where aliens exist and aliens don't. Something's going to give in this storyline. Now, there will be those of you who will look and point at the story about Chinese drones being shot down over the U.S. and point to that and go, that is a government cover-up. There are aliens. That was BS. And there are those of you who will accept that as the truth. If the government comes tomorrow and says, actually, it turns out these are extraterrestrial craft. We don't know what they are, who they are, but we did shoot them out of the sky. There might even be some of you that say that's a government cover-up. This is BS because we're at war with China. But here's the thing. Why are we being so coy? Now, I get it. I literally just answered that question at the top of this podcast with capabilities, right? One of the reasons we might not want to divulge what we know about these things is capabilities. If we told the world what they are, we could be tipping our hand and telling the world also what we're capable of and what we can do, and verifying it for our enemy, our enemies. So there's very good reason to be coy, but they have been coy. And they're using language that is sensitive, that is inflammatory. When you tell people, we have shot down an unidentified aerial craft. Unidentified object. What do you think we're going to think? You literally just said UFO. What do you think the conclusions are going to be that we jump to? I would have thought they would want to avoid that language. We shot down an aircraft. Aircraft makes me think that it was built on the earth for the air. It was crafted to be in the air. Aircraft. Okay. I would probably let that go. I don't think I would jump immediately, especially after the Chinese weather balloon. I wouldn't be thinking aliens. But they said unidentified objects. Unidentified aerial phenomena. UAPs. UFOs. What the hell, man? If you don't want me to think UFO, don't say UFO. You don't think about a big pink elephant. Guess what you just did? Okay, so maybe they are aliens. Or let me take that back, because I'm jumping to conclusions by saying aliens. We don't know if they're alien. We don't know if they're terrestrial to the earth or not. Maybe they're interdimensional. Maybe it's another country that has super great technology that we somehow did not know about. I don't know if you can hear it. My dog is snoring in the background. She refuses to leave the office. She's my biggest fan. But let's play this game for a minute. And I was interested because every time I bring up UFOs and UAPs, especially recently that I was like, oh, we shot down some UAPs. I hear people say, well, it can't be aliens or interdimensional things, because if they can travel across the light years, chances are we can't blow them out of the sky. And if they wanted to do us harm, they probably would have anyway. They would have done it by now. I want to break that down for a minute here. I can travel across the country in a couple of hours. We have a rocket system that can put men and women on Mars in about a year. Less than a year, we can get them on Mars. Technology's there. We have aircraft that are so fast, they can circle the world. Just because you have the technology to do one thing doesn't mean you can't do a lot of others, or that you're not capable of doing a lot of others. We have aircraft that can fly all over the world, undetected, high, super high altitude. Practically, we have space planes, man. We have a plane that can fly into space and back. We do not have a plane that can fly down to the bottom of the ocean and back. We do not have cures to cancer. We do not have cures to common illnesses. We just came out of a 4-year COVID, we were thrust back in the Middle Ages, the COVID era. Couldn't we look at our civilization and say, well, if they have all these fancy toys, Teslas and space planes and submarines, surely they've cured cancer by now. The common cold must be a joke to these people. Folks, I had a cold 2 weeks ago. Nothing's cured. Just because you can do one thing extraordinarily well doesn't mean you do all things extraordinarily well. We still live on a planet, the same planet, the same country that brought you the Avengers and every Hollywood blockbuster, The same planet that has brought you moon landings also has brought you concentration camps, holocausts, child starvation, torture, mutilation, war. So technology to me, I mean, it's cool. That's awesome. They could travel. If maybe there's a civilization to travel and whip around through space. Great. That doesn't make them gods. And that doesn't make them perfect. That doesn't make them so powerful that if they wanted to, they could destroy the Earth with one button. Maybe they could. Maybe they can't. Maybe that's not within their capability. A planet's a big thing, folks. What if they have simply discovered a way to travel faster? And if you want to bring up all the energy levels and the technology to do that would be just so extraordinary that of course they'd have to. Dude, we can do a lot of cool things, but we also can't do a lot of other things. Now, here's my, I talked about this on Military Matters. I really encourage you guys to go back, look at Military Matters. We talked about UAPs, Christopher Mellon, Lou Elizondo. And one of the things that I brought up, and I remember my guest, Chris Mellon, he stopped for a minute and he was like, that is interesting. And he left it at that. He said, that is interesting. Because we were, it was actually Lou, both. But I proposed the question to Lou. I said, Lou, in all your time looking at this data, have you ever seen them use weapons? And he wouldn't answer the question. He said, I really don't want to get into that. Because that's an important question, right? When it comes to defense. We always talk about alien aircraft and we can flip and fly and go through space and go into the water and blah, 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 blah. Have we ever seen them demonstrate weapons technology? And I've heard stories about them turning off and on nukes, which is interesting because some of this stuff was happening over there, nuke country, ICBM country in Montana. We've heard stories about them being able to turn off and on nuclear facilities. That's interesting. But I've never heard a story about a laser beam or a missile or so much as a rock from a slingshot. Do they have weapons technology? I don't know. Lou wouldn't answer. So I proposed my idea to Chris and to Lou. And here's my idea. Is that what if we... the human race, this race of savage little monkeys that we are, haven't been a problem. We haven't been an issue. Okay? Because we've always been constrained by our lack of technology. If you had gone to the store, let's say you walk to the store every morning and there's a dog behind a fence, a little dog, not even a pit bull. A little dog, just yapping. But it's behind the fence. You wouldn't need to carry a stick or a gun with you every day to go to the store. It's a little yippy dog. Who cares? But as you keep going back and forth from the store, you realize that little yippy dog starts growing up. He's getting bigger. He's getting more mouthy, a little more teeth in his smile. But you're still not worried because there's a really nice fence. The dog is being held back by his lack of ability to conquer the fence. And then one day, as you're walking to the store, the dog breaks his nose through two or three of the links and he nips at you. And you're like, whoa. The dog is getting out of the fence. The next time I come down here, I might want to come ready for the day that dog breaks out of the fence and now he's a problem. So the question is, have we started breaking out of the fence? Are we a problem? Are we becoming a problem? Do we have recent technological, because let's be real, if the F-22s, the F-35s, whatever the hell we're on nowadays, if they got a super secret badass upgrade, they're not going to post it on Twitter. They're not putting it on Facebook. But what if we could finally reach out and touch one of these things? What if we have the technology today, now? Now we have broken our nose through the fence and we can nip at them. What if we just shot down an alien race? What are the consequences? Is somebody going to come a-calling? Did we just provoke something bigger than our ability to understand? I'm clicking right now. Fox News. It's not aliens. White House shoots down popular theory of objects spotted over U.S. A reporter pressed Kirby, and this is from FoxNews.com. Don't sue me, folks. It's by Anders Hagstrom. Reporter asked Kirby, John Kirby, the National Security Council spokesman, during Monday's briefing, asking whether the Biden administration was also entertaining the possibility, referring to aliens. He says, quote, "I don't think the American people need to be worried about aliens, period." Kirby responded bluntly. I'll let the intel community and counterintelligence community figure that out. I haven't ruled out anything, Van Herk told reporter Sunday. Van Herk, of course, being, who is Van Herk? I'm trying to read this as I talk. Van Herk, folks, General Glenn Van Herk, who leads NORAD in the U.S. Northern Command.
Paystubs.com helps you create paystubs in less.
Let me turn off that commercial. Said he would leave the possibility of aliens up to the intelligence community. The same intelligence community that some of these talking heads are saying ain't worth a damn. They let these balloons in. Look, folks, we're living in interesting times either way. Kind of hope they are aliens. We have a different issue. But if it's Chinese, well, that's a different issue in and of itself, isn't it? Chinese aircraft invading the United States airspace. Is that an act of war? I don't know. My buddy Jack Murphy, Connecting Vets reporter, also co-host over here at Military Matters. He just tweeted out, let the Air Force handle it. It's just a balloon, not even a weather balloon. It's just a balloon, folks. Okay. I agree with Jack. Let the Air Force handle it. Let the authorities handle it. These guys are literally, they have Space Force. They have the Air Force. It's their domain. Let them deal with it. But there are repercussions to this. Far-reaching, diplomatic repercussions. War has been started for less. But where do we go from here, folks? Where do you think we should go from here? What do you think they are? I'm very interested. Find us in the comments on Facebook. Drop your comments in there. What do you think these things were? Are you buying it? You buying it? Not aliens? Or are they playing word games? Interdimensional is not alien. It's not. So what are they? Where do we go from here? I'm going to go to connectingvets.com. That's where you should go. Go to connectingvets.com to find the latest and greatest in news, stories. It's not just about aliens or aircraft and stuff like that. There are stories like up here right now on the front page. Army sees safety, not wokeness, is top recruiting obstacle. Five African-American women who made U.S. military history. U.S. jets down four objects in 8 days. Unprecedented peacetime. That's true. U.S. holds drills in South China Sea amid tensions with China. And Army vet, former POW, celebrates his 103rd birthday. Folks, I know you probably see stories like that and you're like, oh, whatever. It's not as interesting as downed aircraft. It's not as interesting as being mad about some article with the word woke in it, and immediately people are going to just crap on it without actually reading the article. But Connecting Vets reporter Julia Lado wrote this wonderful story. Army vet, former POW, celebrates 103rd birthday. Folks, born January 23rd, 1920, in Dalton, Missouri, Allen was pursuing a degree at Lincoln University. He was drafted in the Army in 1942, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs. So, happy birthday, Sergeant First Class and former POW, hardcore former POW, Ellis Allen Sr., celebrated his 103rd birthday at the Washington, D.C. VA Medical Center. Sir, thank you for your service. Thank you for being a complete American badass. Former POW, came home during the big war. That's not an easy thing to do. And I'm sure there's a lot to learn from this man. I hope we're getting these stories from him for generations to come. And also, really interesting, if you look over in the on the right-hand side, U.S. blacklists six Chinese entities over balloon program. Nah, you balloon bastards. Folks, like I said before, and I'll say it again, nah, when it's your kid's birthday party, make sure you send an email over to the Chinese embassy up there. Ask if they send clowns with their balloons. That's right. All right, folks. Like I said, connectingvets.com. You can find me. I was talking with our buddy Phil Briggs, also from Connecting Vets, hosts an amazing show called CBS Eye on Veterans. It's a very great, very popular podcast. Make sure you check it out, man. They're talking about some very cool military-centric stories. Some will make you sad. Some will make you happy. Some about rock and roll. If you know anything about Phil Briggs, you'll know that rock and roll is the center of that man's soul. So that's it. Boom. I've plugged all our pluggables. You can find me at Military Matters. We are a Stars and Stripes podcast where I co-host with Connecting Vets alum Jack Murphy. Love him or hate him, folks. You can find Jack Murphy with me at Military Matters, Stars and Stripes. This was the Back Brief. Back Brief Nation, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. Listen, don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. Get loud. Get heard. All right? I want to hear from you. Where do you think we're going with this UAP story? Are there aliens? What happens next? I'm Rod Rodriguez. I will talk to you all later, and I'm out.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.